the biggest threat to agriculture production and agribusiness in Gippsland is no doubt is urban expansion, and with the predicted growth of the Port of Hastings and the third airport being planned in that area, the protection of agriculture land is a top priority, this our Gippsland region, so rich in resources, is being looked at as a major food production area. This announcement is delightful news, Celine and listeners. The establishment of an agriculture production zone in a planning overlay is probably what we in the policy area have been looking for. Those people that are familiar with planning will note it was a recommendation from a previous government's report that we establish agriculture protection areas overlays.
What's gone wrong in the past with it? If you look across the state and we look at Werribee, there was a huge fight to try and protect that green zone there. Certainly there have been pressures, as Pete had said, around that Springvale sort of area where there have been a lot of market gardens, and there still are, but a lot of urban development around those areas. So why has this not been able to have been set in concrete? Why do the boundaries keep shifting all the time, depending on what government we have?
Even though agriculture, and particularly in our Gippsland shires, has been identified as a primary and priority, the pressures that just go on from developers, particularly for housing, is, I don't know, they just seem to always win out and we farmers always seem to lose out. Now, I must admit, farmers change their hats too a little bit. If you want to buy a farm, you're looking to buy land at the cheapest rate. If you want to retire, many farmers see their farm as a superannuation, and you get a pretty handsome superannuation if you are selling to a developer.
Yeah, I was going to say, if a developer came knocking on your door and said, I'll give you a couple of million bucks because I can subdivide this into every which way, you're not going to knock that back, surely.
Of course not. But what we have been saying for a long time now is that there are priority areas of agriculture that should be zoned primarily as almost no-go zones. And an example here in our own area is the McAllister Irrigation District. And that would mean, I noticed your previous a person spoke about mining, but that would also mean that those areas would be no-go zones for mining.
So lock it up,
Now, no doubt, I think there's probably a clause in there somewhere that says the minister may be able to overrule some of those things. But this is very, very good news for agriculture. And I'll be sending an email to the minister tonight congratulating him. And I think the minister and the premier who do see food production in this state as a very important activity.